This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz. Welcome. Morning Devotions. Centuries ago, a Roman general or an emperor, when he paraded through the throng of cheering crowds in this great procession, there'd be a slave in a chariot with this guy whose job was to whisper in his ear, "Remember, you too are mortal." Now, these ancients recognized mostly that it was dangerous to become too elated and full of your own confidence. You could be guilty of what they call hubris or arrogant pride, a bit like Uriah Heep in the Charles Dickens novel David Copperfield is always telling people, "I'm a very humble person," while all the time secretly conniving for self-promotion. I've often seen that little statement. The funny thing about humility is the second you think you've got it, you don't. And I think it's very true. We don't talk very often about humility. It's become a dirty word linked to weakness. But humility is not about depriving yourself. It's actually about more, not less. A humble heart gives more, has got more, and is more generous. It's wonderful to see that trait in other people. I'm not talking about something that's false, doesn't pretend to be something that's not, and doesn't deny the truth. Mahatma Gandhi said, "I claim to be a simple individual liable to error like anybody else. I own. Therefore, I have humility enough to confess my errors and to retrace my steps." You might have heard the old joke about the person who wrote a book, put a full-page picture of himself on the cover, and the name of the book was Humility and How I Obtained It. It was Sir Isaac Newton, great student of the universe, this philosopher genius. Sir Isaac Newton developed mathematics and formulas that's still used today, but he said of himself, "I'm like a child. I'm playing by the seashore, picking up a pebble here and a pebble there while the ocean rolls in front of me." Some research suggests that this lovely quality of humility is actually good for us, good for our relationships. For example, it's been proved that humble people handle stress more efficiently, and they feel better. They show generosity, helpfulness, gratitude. Nelson Mandela, the great man, said, "The first thing," he said, "is to be honest with yourself. You can never have an impact on society if you haven't changed yourself." Great peacemakers are all people of integrity and honesty and humility. No one, he says, wants to fail. Let a young writer publish an early book and receive great acclaim, and he thinks of himself as a great author. Well, maybe, maybe not. But if that author receives rejection slips from the publishers, he sort of becomes a little bit more humble about his work, and he can learn much more. So in the Roman Empire, as I said before, humility was a dirty word, but strength and brutality, that was admired. But then Jesus came, and he actually talked about a special quality that was different to pride or arrogance. The Apostle Paul said, "Christ was humble. He obeyed God and even died on the cross." That's from Philippians 2:8. Jesus actually became very humble. "I'm the Son of God." He could have thought, "I don't have to put up with this and the way people treat me. I'm not going to the cross." But quite the opposite. Jesus did not retaliate against those who criticized him. But what did he say as he hung on the cross? Those magnificent words, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." So it's no wonder that the Apostle Paul says, "Don't be jealous or proud, but be humble and consider others more important than yourself." And of course, that might be a stumbling block to others who feel that might is right. Those who know God will be humble. That's what John Trapp, the Puritan, who said, "Those who know God will be humble. Those who know themselves cannot be proud." So think about that. C.S. Lewis said, "A proud person is always looking down on things and people." And of course, if you're always looking down, you cannot see someone who is above you. Well, God is the one who knows all about you. He knows your heart. God, the Bible says, opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Thank you, dear Lord, that humility is not a dirty word. It's a wonderful word, a transforming word. May I be that sort of person today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.